Hi, Sean. It's great to see you back in full-time competition again in Oswego, making the weekly trek from Chicago. Do you still plan on making a weekly journey here throughout the rest of the season, as long as things stay in one piece?
Yeah, the plan is to run most of the races. Actually, next weekend is my daughter's birthday, so I'm not going to be making the trek next weekend. But after that, pretty much every weekend from here on out.
How do you think the new front end's working for you?
The car's really good. The car's actually a lot better than I am right now, so I just got to figure out what it wants and drive it faster.
Tonight you look pretty good, especially in your heat race.
Yeah, we've gained a little bit each time we come to the track, and definitely the heat race is the best it's felt in heat race since we've done the conversion. So we're gaining on it. Tried a couple new things this week, and the car seemed to like it. So we're getting there.
Where have you mentioned yourself. Where are you seeing the most struggling right now for you and your team?
Just trying to figure out what this car wants. I mean, the field as a whole is a lot faster than it used to be, and I need to adjust my driving style to just maintain that speed throughout the race.
So it's more of just you getting laps?
I think so, yeah.
And who do you have to thank for your 2018 endeavor?
Oh, I got to thank my crew, Mike Mancuso, Mike Smith, Tony Pisa, my father, Skip Onmont. Really, it's the same core that we've been doing this for 20 years, and they stuck with me all this time and had patience with me. So pretty much the same core, and just keep working hard on it.
Is this the same car that you drove when you were kind of teammates with Snyder?
Yep, this is the 2005 Snyder Racing Hawk car. Pretty much the only thing left of it is the roll cage. When we did the conversion last year, we cut it up pretty good.